Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Genesis International. We thank God for you tuning in with us on today. God is good. We give God the glory for all things. Amen. 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 The best is yet to come. This is what God is saying to us. Amen. We thank God that He is a God that knows how to bless, that will bless in spite of. I'm your host here today, Dr. Ulysses Morgan, and I am delighted to be here with you. Amen. On this particular radio broadcast, we want you to know that God is good all the time. Amen. And we are delighted that you tuned in with us, whether it be by phone or internet. Glory to God. And for those of you, amen, who want to join us, glory to God, you have joined us by your telephone, and hopefully you will call someone else at some point. We are here every Monday. We try our best to be at 6:30. Glory to God. PM to give you a word from the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. We thank Donald Lawrence for the song that he's singing. The best is yet to come. And I want you to know that it is yet to come in your life. God is good. Listen to this. Treat for you here on today. I got a word for you from the Lord, and I thank God again for you tuning in, because those of you who have tuned in are those in whom God will have to hear this message. A message is different, in my opinion, than a sermon. A sermon tells me what the Bible says and why it says it, but a message, amen, is God speaking to me on my behalf on some particular subject, and He's trying to give me a word, and we use the Bible to back up what God is saying, because He always backs up His word with His plan. He always backs up His plan and promises with His word. Amen. So we thank God for that. We thank God that you've tuned in. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 492, Cordell, Georgia, C-O-R-D-E-L-E. 31010 is the zip code, and we always ask that you get a pen and paper, pencil, amen, and paper, and be ready to take down notes and what have you, because what I'm teaching you on this radio broadcast each Monday, I feel very confident that I'm able to back it up. So we want you to, amen, be ready to take down what you need to take down and go from there. We are delighted. Let's go, amen, to the Word of God. And as we go to the Word of God, we're going to go to, amen, the book of Genesis, the 39th chapter. I'm going to be ministering on a particular topic that's going to back up what God has given me in my prayer to share with you today. I'm going to use this scripture, this gentleman, amen, which we have heard so often before, glory to God, but I'm going to bring him out in a different light, and hopefully you will follow me as we go, because I'm here to tell you, glory to God, please listen to me when I tell you this. God is getting ready to move in your life. The word declares, and He records, and He said to His prophet to speak to His people and tell them this. He says, I'm getting ready to do a work in your life. Even though the heathens hear about it, they won't even believe it. God's going to do, I keep saying this, I keep saying it, I feel it. God is getting ready to do something in your life that your mind hasn't even comprehended. God is getting ready to bless his people, amen, in such a manner that they haven't even imagined, and this is how God is going to glorify himself, because he is going, you are going to say, could nobody have done this but God? Amen. Could nobody have orchestrated this but God? We try and we try and we try. And sometimes it looks like things are not working out, and God is actually, amen, giving us a space to wait on him, because what we think he's not doing is exactly what he is doing. He is working it out. And in the process of doing that, Satan is trying to bombard your mind and your spirit to get you to turn away, turn off track from what God is getting ready to do. Don't you do that, because it's about to happen for you right now. Glory to God. Amen. Genesis, the 39th chapter. I'm going to read about a very familiar brother that we talked about often, and his lifestyle goes along with the message that God has me to bring to you today. And this is for somebody. I don't know your name. I don't know who you are, but I know it is for somebody. We find out that we have an audience in different states as well. God's getting ready to do something. Listen, I'm going to read the scriptures here now. From Genesis, the 39th chapter, 1st through 6th verses. And I want you to follow me as I read. This is concerning Joseph. And it says, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt from Potiphar, and officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard. In other words, he was the warden of the prison. An Egyptian, amen, brought him of the hand of the Ishmaelites, which he brought him down hither. Now, this is when Joseph's brother sold him and brought him to Egypt. And Potiphar's eyed Joseph and saw him. Second verse says, and the Lord was with Joseph. Amen. And he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now, I want to pause right there, because I want you to actually recognize what this word is saying. My God, it is so precious. The Bible says that God, look at the second verse, and the Lord was with Joseph. Well, man, now, my topic for you today is going to be this. My topic is, it's not what it looks like. Write it down. It's not what it looks like. Matter of fact, let me pray right now. Father, we thank you for the word, and I feel an anointing power surge right now going through these airwaves. And I thank you right now for the opportunity to preach. I thank you for the call that is upon my life. Amen. As Apostle Paul says, amen, I am an apostle not by the will of man, but the will of God. For his works are evident. Amen. Thank you right now for the works being evident in my life, the anointing being evident, glory to God, that you are using me right now to speak to somebody. Open up their hearts and minds that they may receive in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me get back to this right here. Second verse, and the Lord was with Joseph. Amen. The topic is not what it looks like. Now, wait a minute. Joseph had a dream. We find that out. He told his dream to his brothers. His brothers were jealous of him. And when they saw him coming, when they saw him by himself and saw that they could do mischief to him without it being revealed to their father, they did it. They throwed him in the hole. They sought to kill him after that because of what he says, but what they did not know is that two things. Number one, that what they felt about Joseph came from a satanic spirit. They were being led and instigated by a satanic spirit because their heart wasn't right. The second thing they had to understand is that Joseph was an anointed vessel. God gave him a dream, and the dream was to show Job, or show Joseph what God had planned for him. And when God has planned something for your life, no one can alter that plan. They could not have killed Joseph if they wanted to. Amen. If they had the opportunity, they did want to, but if they had have tried to do it, they couldn't have done it. And the same principle applies with you that's listening to me now. Amen. There have been many attempts to spiritually destroy you, but God has a plan for your life, and no weapon that is formed against you is going to be able to prosper. Amen. God told Isaiah to tell his people that. Amen. 54th verse chapter. And every tongue that lifted up itself against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. God, my God, look at what a word that we have received from the prophet to us today. Glory to God. So if that word is true and I believe it, glory to God, I'm going to stand my ground no matter what anyone tries to do with me. Now, what happened was is that when his brothers saw him, they throwed him in the hole, okay, and they left him down there. Now, to me, I'm going to ask you a question. Does this seem like God is with Joseph? My Jesus. How many times have you been through a situation that it seems like God is far from you? Jesus himself was on the cross, and this is what he said, amen, that was so profound. He said, Father, why have thou forsaken me? And now I probably wouldn't have been, but now I can look and say that though it looked like God had forsaken him, it wasn't what it looked like. And the same principle is going on in your life right now. Whatever you're going through, whatever your situation is, whatever the enemy has been barring your family with you, with your mind and your spirit, whatever, amen, the atmosphere look, whatever people have pointed their finger to you about, whatever they have condemned you about because of what they see, amen. Lift your hands up and give God the praise, because after a while they're going to find out about you that it wasn't what it looked like. Amen. God is good. Now it says the Lord was with Joseph. The Bible says they pulled Joseph out the hole and they saw some Ishmaelites going to Egypt, and they sold Joseph to those Ishmaelites, and they thought they had got rid of Joseph. They thought that was the end of it. They went back and told their father a lie. They sold him as a slave. Now, when they sold him as a slave, my question to you again is, amen, does it look like God is with Joseph? Amen. God, if you're with me, don't let me be sold. Don't take me away from my home. But God works in ways a lot of times that defieth the mind and go against our will. The second verse said the Lord was with him. Amen. Now he gets to Egypt, and now he is sold to Potiphar to be a servant in the house, a servant in his house. He's left home. He knows his family doesn't know where he is. They think that he's gone. They probably think that he's dead. But now he's a servant in the house. Glory to God. And Potiphar caught the eye of Joseph, and God gave Potiphar favor with Joseph, which indicates God being with Joseph. There are some people that God's going to give you favor with. Sometimes in your own house you don't have favor. Sometimes on your job you don't have favor. But God is getting ready to give somebody favor with you that you don't even know, amen, that's looking at you and watching and being touched by God to be a blessing on your behalf. Glory to God. The Bible says, and he was a prosperous man, and his ways, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. He's in an Egyptian house. Let's read on. And the master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Here is an Egyptian who do not serve God, amen, but they look at Joseph and they notice something strange about Joseph, glory to God, and Potiphar, as he comes in and utilizes Joseph, he puts Joseph over his whole house because now he understands the principle. There's got to be a great God with Joseph because everything that he puts his hands to do in my house, he causes it to prosper. I am what I am because of this man of God that's in my house. Y'all didn't get that. I can't see you. I can't hear you. But it looked like there ought to have been some shouting in there. You got to understand something, glory to God. Who do you have in your house? Glory to God. What man do you have in your house? I'm talking about physical people. Glory to God. God has anointed, glory to God, a person that's in your house that causes blessings in your house. Amen. Potiphar was an Egyptian. He didn't serve God, but he had enough in him to recognize who was blessing his house. Glory to God. You're a man of God. It could be your pastor. It could be, it's very well, it could be your husband. I mean, it could be, glory to God, it could be your wife. Amen. Who's blessing your house? Do we have the insight, the eyesight to understand who it is that God has anointed to walk through our house? And every time we come in contact with them, there's a blessing that comes behind it. Oh, my God. And Potiphar's kept him there. But now, amen. And Joseph, fourth verse, found grace in his sight, and he served him. And he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hands. And it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer of his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. Glory to God. And in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Amen. This Egyptian allowed this man of God to manage his house, and because he allowed him to manage his house prospered. He had enough sense not to try to intervene when he saw the blessings coming into his house. Glory to God. Ah, yes. Now, Joseph looks like now that the Lord is with him. He looks, he's prosperous. Amen. He eats what he wants. He eats when he wants. He's the ruler of all that Potiphar's had. Amen. He goes where he wants. He's had freedom in Egypt, a foreign land. And it looks like God is with him. But here what happens. Anytime you are blessed, the devil tries his best to intervene and destroy what God has placed in you. Destroy the scene of the presence or the situation or the atmosphere that you have created through the anointing that God has placed in your life. Glory to God. He tries his best to destroy anything and anybody that belongs to God. This is this is what gives me the understanding. Not only was he foolish enough to get kicked out of heaven, but it gives me also to know how he is, because he doesn't even realize you can't stop the work of God in a person's life when they're seeking and they're holding on to his hand. He can cause you to backslide and stop what's going on. But if you keep your hands in God's hand, no matter what the situation look like, the enemy cannot stop the plan of God in your life. That's awesome. Glory to God. We must understand these principles. Now, what happened was the enemy threw a monkey wrench in there, and he, Potiphar's wife saw him and desired him. My God, look at this here. You got a husband, man. You, woman, what are you doing? What are you trying to do? Amen. You just flip. And she wants Joseph. She wants to destroy Joseph, and she grabs a hold. And Joseph refuses, and so she pulls his coat off, and she lies to her husband and to his servants concerning Joseph. And when he comes home, amen, he hears this from his wife, glory to God, and he realizes it hurts him because he loves Joseph. And someone said once before that he didn't actually believe his wife, but because she was who she was, he had to go ahead and do something to Joseph, glory to God. He didn't realize, amen, because he wasn't in God, that whatever it looked like, that was not what it was. You've got to be spiritual. We've got people in church who are judging. They are judges on things they heard. Is anybody listening to me out there? They are judges on things they heard about you. Amen. Not seen. Amen. Not somebody's secondhand information. Amen. Causes judgment on you from them and on what they heard. They don't even know the truth. They see it and they judge from there. Glory to God. And you can't tell them that it's not what it looks like. Glory to God. This Egyptian did not have God in him. Glory to God. So he submitted to something that was not God. He submitted to what he heard. How many people do you know do that? How many preachers do you know do that? Glory to God. Let alone the lay members. Amen. How many supposed to be clergy do you know that do that? Go by what they heard instead of what God is saying. And so what he does, he throws Joseph in the prison. When he throws Joseph in the prison, now Joseph has become a prisoner. He has failed from grace. Oh, yes, we love that term. He has failed from grace. Look at what he was and look at what he is now. Amen. Look at what he was and look at what he's down here with us. He used to rule, but look at him now. But what they did not understand and what they did not know, that it ain't what it looked like. It is not what it looks like. Glory to the Lamb. God's going to get the victory out of this. God's going to get the increase out of this. And what you need to say right now, amen, and confirm it, amen, and say is God's going to get the victory out of this. Whatever you're going through, whatever's happening in your life, whatever trauma you may be going through, whatever persecution, affliction, amen, that you may be going through, whatever backstabbing or backbiting, just open your mouth, lift your hand, and say, God is going to get the glory out of this, because he is. You know why? Because you're in a plan. You're following a plan. You may not see. Others, I know, don't see it. Those that judge you don't see it. Amen. But you're on course. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't wave the white flag. Amen. Don't fall down. Don't backslide. Don't backslide. Amen. Because you're on course. You are where God wants you to be. Glory to God. I wish I knew who I was talking to. I wish many of you who haven't would just sit down and just write me and tell me, amen, that this is for you. Glory to God. He's in jail, but now he's in jail. Look what happens. Look what happens now while he's in jail. Amen. God's got a plan for him in jail. The baker and the butler was in jail, and the baker was in there for something, but the butler was the main person. He had a dream. Joseph interpreted the dream and told him, amen, that you served the drinks next to Pharaoh's side, and now you're in jail for some other reason that we haven't found out yet. But Joseph says you're going to be restored back to his side. But when you go back to his side, remember me in prison. Amen. Speak to the Pharaoh about me in prison. So God allowed the butler, somebody that's close to the king, to get thrown in jail for apparently no good reason because he got free. But that was in the plan. And when he got back to Pharaoh, here's the key. Joseph stayed there, from my understanding, about 2 more years, and all of a sudden God says, now it is time. Now it is Joseph's season. Now I'm going to create a disaster that Joseph is the only one that's going to get him out of. God will create something, glory to God, that seems like a disaster, and it's going to take the anointed people of God who followed the plan to give the word to get them out of what they're in. Oh, my God. So what happens is that now God says it's Joseph's season. He gives Pharaoh a dream. Notice this. This particular brother started with a dream, and his ending is going to be with a dream. Glory to God. So Pharaoh could not have his astrologers, his sorcerers, his soothsayers, his palm readers, his root workers, amen. He couldn't get none of them to interpret the dream, amen, and tell him what the dream was. So, amen, when he couldn't do it, Pharaoh was disappointed because it disturbed him. God put a disturbing spirit in him. And then he touched the butler, and he remembered that there was a man that interpreted his dream to be back where he is, and he told the Pharaoh, and he went down and got Joseph. The Pharaoh commanded that Joseph be brought. He brought, and Joseph told him his dream, told him the interpretation, and then told him the remedy to the dream. Now, Pharaoh says, this is what we need to do, is what you told us. This is it. You are telling me the truth. And guess what? I'm not going to choose my next in command. I'm not going to choose any of my governors, any of my ministers. You are the man that's going to orchestrate this plan to keep us out from poverty. You are the one that's going to do it, and nobody is above you but me. Joseph is now set on the throne of God. Glory to God. My time is about to go. He was set on the throne of God. I mean, let me back up. The throne of Pharaoh. And he is now ruler. Now his brothers that throwed him in the hole has to come to him. And they said in Genesis, the 50th chapter, they tried to apologize to him. But then, glory to God, Joseph looked back and told him these words in 50 and 20 of Genesis. But as for you, you fought evil against me, but God meant it unto good. God meant it. You thought you were doing me dirt. They thought they were doing you dirt. But God had a plan, and he meant it for the good. That's why he allowed it to continue, and the enemy thought they had you. But you had to understand that it wasn't what it looked like. Now that Joseph is sitting on the throne, they're looking back at him. Now the people who were over him is now under him, and they realize that what happened in Pharaoh's house wasn't what it looked like. What happened being in jail wasn't what it looked like. And what's about to happen in your life is greater than where you are right now. Let them talk. Let them say what they're going to say. But it's not what it looks like. My time is gone. P.O. Box 492, Cordial, Georgia, 31010. Please write me. Amen. Let me know how you enjoy this broadcast. Amen. And let me know, glory to God, what God is doing in your life. I appreciate you tuning in, and I thank God for you. God bless you. Till next Monday, 6:30. Amen. Blog Talk Radio. This is Dr. Ulysses Morgan saying, God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Yeah.